Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, we're going to have mainly sunny skies and a high of about 54 degrees. Temperature-wise, Kenosha, 29 degrees. It's 22 in Burlington. In Milwaukee, 31 and 34 degrees here in Racine. Fire Sunday night around 8:30, starting in the living room, but also causing damage to the basement, part of the second floor and attic at a home at 1320 St. Patrick Street in Racine. The estimate is $40,000 to the building, $10,000 damage to the contents. Nobody home at the time. The cause remains undetermined at this point. Meanwhile, a fire early Sunday afternoon caused about $1,500 in estimated damage to the outside of a home at 1225 Schiller Street in Racine. It began in a trash can. The occupants had most of the flames out by the time the crews got there, making sure but also checking for any extension to the structure. How it started is still officially under investigation. The American Red Cross had its disaster action team out and about this weekend, helping the mother and her three children with a house fire on St. Patrick Street with temporary housing, food, and clothing, as well as comfort kits with personal hygiene items. And then came a townhouse fire on Brentwood Avenue in Milwaukee. Two families displaced again. The need for immediate temporary housing, food, clothing, and other comfort items. Across Wisconsin, the Red Cross responds to nearly 1,000 household fires every year. Your financial donations help to give those fire victims a lift up. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS, text the word Red Cross to 90999. You can make a $10 donation that way or just go online to redcross.org. A second child is dead after a fire in Milwaukee on the northwest side recently. 10-year-old Kevin Little died yesterday after suffering burns last month. Same fire took the life of 2-year-old Tanisha Morgan. Arrested Michael Morgan. He's jailed, charged with arson following that incident. Well, we've had some recent weather that was a little warmer than it's been the last day or so, but don't let that average temperature situation fool you. We got winter on the way. And Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave has declared this Winter Weather Awareness Week. To go along with that, Emergency Services Director David Mack says winter weather is a deceptive killer every year.
It's from car accidents. It's from overexertion, heavy lifting. When shoveling snow can oftentimes result in heart attacks and other things like that.
Mack says now is the time you need to winterize your home. Things like checking the heating equipment, the chimneys, insulating pipes, keeping them from freezing. Don't forget your vehicle. Make sure you've got a weather emergency kit stored with you in case you get stuck. More information about the winter and being prepared on Racine County's website, readyracineco.com. And this year's flu season is officially underway in Wisconsin and other parts of the country. The American Academy of Pediatrics making some recommendations on certain kids between the ages of 6 months and 8 years of age.
The change they've made this year is that if you have a 6 month to 8-year-old who's not received the flu shot in the past, they actually recommend 2 doses of the flu shot this year to be protected, usually about a month apart.
That is pediatrician Dr. Nina Shapiro, who says parents also need to be prepared for just ordinary colds and more than just one of them during the winter season. Kids, well, they tend to put their hands in their mouths or their noses or other places. Major source of colds and flus developing, Dr. Shapiro also says, vigorous hand washing can go a long way. About 5 dozen people attended a 30-minute Veterans Day ceremony at the Village of Pleasant Prairie's 9-year-old Veterans Memorial at Prairie Springs Park. Village President John Steinbrink's talking about the veterans from so many years gone by and how the public can honor them, but with a reminder, Veterans Day is not to be confused with Memorial Day.
Veterans Day pays tribute to all American veterans, living or dead, but especially honors living veterans who served our country honorably during war or peacetime. The brave men and women who serve come from all walks of life. They are parents, children, grandparents. They are friends, neighbors, co-workers, and an important part of our community.
Sunday's ceremony recognizing VFW Post 7308 as Wisconsin's All-State Post for the 5th consecutive year and as the state's All-American Post for the 3rd straight year by the Veterans of Foreign Wars. Steinbrink noting the Pleasant Prairie Historical Society will have a veterans gathering November the 18th, a dinner at 5:30 p.m. at the Dublin School, and is inviting veterans to share their stories. Now, among the Veterans Day observances scheduled for Wednesday, which is the 11th of the month, the Racine area Veterans Incorporated's annual ceremony at Memorial Hall starting at 10 o'clock. At 11 a.m., a gathering at Boland Hall on the grounds of the Wisconsin Veterans Home in Union Grove. Central High School in Kenosha County has a 2 p.m. gathering Wednesday. It will include a veteran who is a former guard of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. In Kenosha at 5 p.m. Wednesday, Navy Club Shift 40 will have a ceremony at 54th Street and 6th Avenue east of the Municipal Building. And there's a 6 p.m. Veterans Appreciation Night Wednesday at Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant. Members of the Racine Common Council had the weekend to consider proposed amendments to the 2016 budget, for which they were requested at their most recent Committee of the Whole meeting to submit in writing for any fiscal impact.
Distribute those amendments to the council members via email on Tuesday so that you're not walking into a meeting on Wednesday night unknown as to what the amendment might be.
That's City Administrator Tom Friedel noting any amendments are considered in the order they are submitted, which allows discussion and a separate vote. Anything that's approved will be included in the Committee of the Whole budget recommendation to the full council. And the state and local jobless numbers have dropped this year. The pool of available workers, that has been shrinking, though, and employers may be taking a second look at applicants who had otherwise been summarily dismissed in the past. In Kenosha, a group called Congregations United to Serve Humanity, or CUSH, hoping to advocate proposals that can help folks with criminal records, mental health or addiction issues, or people who lack a vehicle, even a housing to find a job. This is CUSH organizer Dawn Lingo.
As we see more jobs being created in Kenosha with, you know, the influx of new employers that we've had, that there will be a shift toward employers being interested in what they can do to become attractive to people who haven't typically, you know, found it easy to find employment. So, you know, we're thinking about transportation in particular because most of our jobs that have come into Kenosha have been created outside the regular bus line.
CUSH is going to have a panel discussion on employability issues tomorrow night at 7 o'clock inside a First United Methodist Church, which is at Sheridan Road and 60th Street. Aside from identifying problems and solutions, the group also hopes to look at what is going right, like Amazon's deal with the City of Kenosha for bus service to its complex at the interstate and Highway 142, though that service does not cover all three of the work shifts. WRJN.com, your source for our local news. Our newscasts are in podcast form on the webpage. Just go into the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400, WRJN News.